daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12. Maintain good conduct among the non-Christians so that though they now malign you as wrongdoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God when he appears. As Christians, we are called to behave well, to have a standard of ethics that is the highest possible. This may not always coincide with what the world around thinks is good, but in often cases it does, particularly in countries where the culture has grown up under the influence of the Bible and of the church, as it has in Britain and in much of the Western world. So when someone criticizes the Christian behavior because they're not living up to their own standards or ideals, they can get it right, and we need to listen to such criticism. But when people criticize Jesus Christ and are insulting and hateful about him, then we don't need to listen. In fact, we should reject what they're saying. If they're making an inquiry, asking questions or questioning something about Jesus and we can explain, fair enough. But if it's just insults, well, listen to this. This is what the great preacher D.L. Moody once said. A great many people say, he says, that you must hear both sides. But if a man should write me a most slanderous letter about my wife, I don't think I would have to read it. I would tear it up and throw it to the winds. Have I to read all the infidel books that are written to hear both sides? Have I to take up a book that is a slander on my Lord and Master who has redeemed me with his blood? 10,000 times no. I will not touch it. People often will insult and malign Jesus Christ who has saved us, who gave himself for us, and who we know as our loving Lord and Master through the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we don't need to be affected by them or even listen to their insults. We know the truth, can be confident that Christ is real, that he was raised from the dead. But there is something we do need to do. Pray. Pray for those who insult Christ. Pray for those who are enemies of the Christian faith. Pray for those, as it says in Matthew 5, verse 44, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. Because, as it goes on to say, he causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. God is real and Christ is true and good, whether or not people believe in him. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. More, head over to dailydevotionalpreaching.com, and don't forget to subscribe. And thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.